And as the U.S. prepares for a possible military strike on Syria, humanitarian relief agencies are preparing for the possible fallout from such an attack. Aid organizations are stockpiling supplies and readying a new refugee camp in neighboring Jordan. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The Syrian civil war is currently the worst ongoing humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says more than 2 million Syrian refugees have now spilled out of Syria into Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. The UN and other aid agencies have been scrambling to provide shelter, food, water, and education to the huge numbers of people who have been uprooted by the fighting. And the big question now is whether U.S. military action could spark another wave of refugees.
There's a lot of fear and anxiety and uncertainty about what this is all going to mean.
Raymond Offenheiser, the head of Oxfam America, spent last week touring refugee camps and support programs throughout the region. Speaking by phone from Beirut, he says the issue of possible airstrikes is dominating the local Arabic news channels and appears to be at the forefront of most people's minds. Offenheiser, who's publicly come out against military strikes, says he's heard from refugees at the Zaatari camp in Jordan concerned that U.S. intervention could make the entire conflict worse.
And then there's others who actually in the camp in Zaatari are fearing the possibility of a retribution attack on Zaatari camp itself, which is more of a rumor than anything else. But nonetheless, it's, I think, emblematic of the kind of anxiety that's in the air among the refugees.
Zaatari is the largest camp. It currently houses 120,000 refugees in rows of white canvas tents. Oxfam is mainly involved in providing clean water to people displaced by the fighting, both inside and outside of Syria. Oxfam, along with other aid groups, has been setting up contingency plans in case the U.S. does launch strikes against the Syrian regime. The United Nations is stockpiling tents, plastic sheeting, and other supplies in Dubai to be able to quickly deploy them throughout the region. The U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees is getting set to open a new refugee camp in central Jordan to hold tens of thousands more Syrians. The World Food Program is already distributing emergency food rations both inside and outside of Syria to 4.1 million people who've been affected by the fighting. Abir Atefa, senior spokesperson for the UN Food Agency's Middle East region, says the agency is strategically shifting grain to warehouses in case the situation deteriorates.
In Lebanon, for example, we have stocked up in terms of food parcels that we can provide assistance to an influx of up to 120,000 people at a given point of time.
She says it's very hard to predict how a military strike by the West might affect the flow of refugees or the World Food Program's regional operations. She says their food distribution program inside Syria, however, is already facing huge challenges.
We're taking this day by day. For the time being, access is already bad. There are many areas that we haven't been able to reach for some time.
Her agency began providing emergency food relief to people displaced by the Syrian civil war almost 2 years ago, in October of 2011. Atefa says the refugees living in sprawling tent camps often fled their homes with just the things they could carry. Even if they did have some savings, she says, that money was exhausted a long time ago.
The majority of the people that have fled the country are extremely vulnerable. They have nothing, they cannot work, and they have fled to communities and countries that are already having its own share of problems.
Just as the armed conflict in Syria continues to grow, Atefa says for aid groups, the humanitarian crisis also continues to expand. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.